This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Making a deal on a British drugstore giant. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Sasha Twining, in for Victoria Craig. Hello, good morning. One of India's richest people is reportedly making a bid to buy Boots the Chemist from the Walgreen Boots Alliance. It's thought Mukesh Ambani, the chairman of Reliance Industries, wants to expand the UK brand into India, Southeast Asia and the Middle East. The drugstore chain is thought to be worth some $7.5 billion. The BBC's Arunade Mukherjee is in Mumbai.
Mukesh Ambani has been increasing his footprint in the retail space by projecting Reliance Industries as this giant in the sector. Now, its retail ambitions run across categories from luxury fashion to electronics and even groceries. And the company's retail arm operates India's fastest growing and most profitable retail business, Reliance Retail, and it has over 12,000 stores across India. So that is the primary focus as Mukesh Ambani is looking to kind of grow further in that. So Mukesh Ambani has also been looking at several investments in order to expand his e-commerce operations to compete with the likes of Walmart-owned Flipkart and Amazon here in the country.
What about the bricks and mortar drug stores, though, in the area? I mean, what competition would Boots the Chemist have there?
So you have a lot of local pharmacies. You have a lot of mom-and-pop pharmacies, something that is very common here in India. It has been taken over by a slightly bigger conglomerates over the last couple of years. But the trend that we've been seeing over the past few years is a space that is growing in the online pharmacy business. So you've got these startups which have come up, which are offering the same deal, but online. For instance, there was an online pharmacy startup that came up called 1MG, which was slowly looking to grow, and it was eyed by the Tata Group. The Tata has invested significantly in 1MG as well to try and grow that business. So big business conglomerates have been eyeing this online pharmacy space as well.
Arunade, has there been any reaction to this possible new tie-up and the UK brand now entering the market?
You know, in the past, when we've seen Reliance bringing in foreign investments, for instance, from the likes of Google, Facebook, also bringing in the 7-Eleven stores here in the country. What analysts are saying initially is that it's the piece of the pharmacy and wellness sector that it wants really to get into. And this will enable Reliance to try and fast track its entry into this particular sector. But again, having said that, just a note of caution, which some analysts have pointed out, is that big online retailers like Walmart and Amazon sell everything. Retailers offering more specific ranges have struggled to get a foothold in the massive Indian market. So it would be interesting to see how both Reliance positions itself in the pharmacy and wellness business abroad and what this really is going to eventually mean for Boots in this particular region.
The BBC's Arunade Mukherjee in Mumbai. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Looking at the markets today, and we have gains across European and Asian markets, boosted by a trend of strong tech earnings. The tech giant Samsung Electronics has reported a huge 51% rise in quarterly profit. It's the highest first quarter profit since 2018. But the world's top memory chip maker has warned supply problems could cause issues later this year. And meanwhile, one of the company's commercials has come under fire. The advert for a smartwatch shows a young woman jogging through city streets at 2 o'clock in the morning. But many women say that's irresponsible. Samsung says it aims to empower people to pursue wellness on their own schedules. Here's the BBC's Rick Kelsey.
The advert features a woman who goes out wearing headphones to run alone around a city at night time. The safety campaign group Reclaim These Streets called it tone deaf. Many women have come forward to speak about their concerns about running alone since the death of Aisling Murphy earlier this year. The 23-year-old was killed while exercising beside a canal. Women's Running magazine said the ad would have been better to focus attention on how men could make female runners feel more at ease. Samsung has said it aimed to show viewers they can achieve their health and wellness goals in their own time.
The BBC's Rick Kelsey there. Where does your old mobile phone go? Into a drawer or into the trash? The volumes of electronic waste in the world are staggering, but there's still value in the hardware if you know where to look and how to get it out. The BBC's Ivana Davidovich tracked down these urban miners at work.
In my quest to find out more about how we can extract wealth from waste, I travel to Antwerp in Belgium. I'm here to talk to Thierry van Kerkhoven from Umicore, a once traditional smelting company which became an urban mining pioneer specialising in precious metals.
You're looking at printed circuit board material. They were part of a computer. The value in these circuit boards is the value for the gold, the silver, and the value for the palladium. We will use them to make, for instance, gold bonding wire. They may also be used for the coating and the production of new car kettles when you're talking about the palladium. In circuit boards, there is always some nickel that within the Umicore group can be used for new rechargeable battery applications. On average, in 1 ton of circuit board material, you will have something like 600 to 800 grams of silver. On average, between 100 and 150 grams of gold. And you may have something like 30 grams of palladium.
Jessica Richter is a researcher from Lund University in Sweden. She says that the electric vehicles industry will increasingly have to find raw materials for batteries outside of conventional mining.
Here in the EU, we also see, for example, the new battery directive that is going to be requiring that batteries used for electric cars are going to have a certain amount of required recycled content, which means then the producers of cars have to go and find this recycled material.
Think about all the things you've put in the bin or taken to the tip over the past decade. Then expand that quantity of waste by every business and home around the world. It's a vast multitude of materials that could have ended up anywhere. What enables urban mining is well-sorted waste streams and persuading people to part with their used electronics. Pascal Leroy is the Director General of the WE Forum, a global association that researches and advises on waste electrical and electronic equipment.
One thing that is missing is consumers are not returning the products to collection centers or to retailers or shops. For example, in a laptop, one of the materials is palladium. And Russia is currently supplying 40% of the world market of palladium. And then China, for example, is sitting on 98% of the rare earth elements, all the materials we need for the transition to decarbonized economy. And the war in Ukraine is making this even more urgent to solve than before. Tapping into the urban mine is actually a means to reduce your dependency on third countries.
Experts agree that technology is there which allows us to become less reliant on traditional mining. But if we're going to be successful, we have to first and foremost make less and consume less. I'm the BBC's Ivana Davidovich for Marketplace.
And finally, what about a specially insulated leather designer bag for your takeout? Well, KFC in the UK has unveiled a custom-made wrap holder, and it says they've already sold out, even at the eye-watering $250 price. In London, I'm Sasha Twining with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.